This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Welcome everyone to today's ILTA podcast series entitled Career Development for Young Professional Staff. My name is Holly Hanna and I'm the KM Firm Solutions Manager at Perkins Coie and I'm the moderator today. I am thrilled to be joined by our speaker, Kelly Harbor, who is the Director of Client Relations and Innovation at Golston & Storrs. Thank you so much for joining us, Kelly.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about your background.
Sure. So as you mentioned, I'm the Director of Client Relations and Innovation at Golston. We have about 220 lawyers in three offices when we're in offices, Boston, New York, and DC. And my remit right now is practice group management, client growth and retention, and innovation, particularly looking at it from the client's perspective. I have always worked in professional services firms for my whole career. I've been in law firm since 2008, and I've had a number of different roles, both in the IT functional unit and also in the marketing and business development and now strategic growth, as we're called, unit here at Golston & Storrs.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we've heard a lot as we've done this series is that, you know, there's a lot of room to grow and to move around within a law firm, even if it doesn't seem like that initially. Like people have started in, as you did, a technical role and then moved to marketing, moved to knowledge management. They've been in like LPA roles and then moved over to a different group. So, I mean, I think that that's a really important part of the story. How did you end up at a law firm to begin with?
So it was completely by accident, basically. It was not with any sort of intention. The last professional services firm that I was, where I was employed before I took the job at what was Bingham McCutcheon, I had just sort of started to put out some feelers and look around for a new position. At the time, I was a business analyst, and a recruiter reached out to me about a business analyst role focused on marketing technology, which is really a nice intersection for my skill set. And so I went into interview and the rest is history. I hadn't really given much thought into the many, many professionals that support the business of law firms before.
What surprised you about law firms? How was a law firm different from another professional services organization?
I think it really was just eye-opening how many people in how many different types of roles really, again, sort of support how the business of law is conducted. And, you know, I just didn't realize the full scope and breadth of the types of roles that were available. And I found it really interesting, you know, to be in this profession, you know, working with incredibly smart people, solving incredibly difficult challenges in the world. And, you know, again, sort of helping the lawyers who are great lawyers, you know, run a business like a business.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really good point. And is that, like, you know, when you think about a law firm, you think about these different practices, like each one of those practices is like a little business.
Right.
What has been challenging for you as somebody who doesn't have a background in legal and then you moved into a law firm? What was really challenging about that?
You know, I think there were so many acronyms to learn and, you know, so much sort of legal industry shorthand that I didn't know. You know, back then I would always joke that to me, IP was innings pitched until now, I immediately, of course, think of intellectual property. So I think understanding that and just the way that the firm is operated and the type of accounting principles and just the way that lawyers engage with clients. I mean, there was just a lot to learn about the way the legal industry operated. I think the other thing that can be challenging for somebody joining the legal industry is the pace of change, which if you've come from out of the industry, probably feels slow, but, you know, just over time, you realize that the legal industry is undergoing tremendous change. And it feels from a lawyer's perspective, like it's very fast because it's coming from every business unit, every practice, every client in some way, things are evolving. And so, you know, I think the key is really just to stick it out and, you know, to be patient because there can be a payoff there.
Yeah, I agree that I think that attorneys in particular feel very overwhelmed sometimes about mm-hmm. how quickly they're expected to adapt and change the way they do things. And I feel like, you know, with the pandemic, like that kind of, there was a lot of resistance to a lot of things like video conferencing, working remotely. You know, people wanted to have their LPA right outside their door. And, you know, so there was a lot of resistance to LPAs specifically working remotely. And, you know, when everybody went home, things needed to change. And I think that that's been an interesting shift within the legal industry that was forced, but I think a lot of people have embraced it.
Yes, yes, I agree. Necessity was the mother of invention here. And, you know, I do think it demonstrates that the legal industry is more adaptable and nimble than we would have thought, you know, absent these conditions.
Yeah, I agree. And it's interesting because, you know, I think that as I'm a KM person, you know, we always are very careful about how we approach attorneys. And it's like, okay, let's like not take up too much of their time. And let's like kind of like do a lot of work beforehand before we present something to them. And let's try not to disrupt their workflow too much, because, you know, we don't want to do that. And I think that one of the lessons that we've learned is that it's kind of okay to disrupt.
Exactly. And sometimes necessary.
Yeah. And you know, people may not embrace change, but they will get there. And I think that that's an important thing to remember as well.
Yes.
So what advice would you give to other folks who are joining a law firm and maybe, you know, again, no background in legal, no experience, and they get in here and they're like, holy cow, this is like, I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand all these acronyms.
Yes. So, you know, I think if you are a student or somebody who enjoys learning, this is a great industry to be in. I would say, you know, to really embrace that. I think people across firms and really across the industry are pretty generous with their time. So, you know, take advantage of the collaboration and community that you can find with ILTA or, you know, a number of other professional organizations or even, you know, with your within your firm. I would also say that, you know, people say that people leave managers, but, you know, the best manager can't overcome a toxic work environment. So, you know, law firms can be stressful, you know, but there's a big focus right now on mental health and balance and well-being. And I would say it's really important to find a place where you feel valued. You know, I certainly feel valued at Goulson & Storrs, and that really motivates me to want to try to up the ante. And so, you know, find a place that really aligns with your values and, you know, the type of contributions that you want to make. And then the last thing I would say is to be an active participant in your career growth. And number one, through engaging with organizations like ILTA, you can get a feel for the different types of roles that are out there, and just don't assume it has to be linear. You know, I've scripted on more than one occasion the job description that I have, which sometimes was based on a role someone else had. Sometimes it was just brand new. You know, lots of skill sets are transferable. So just find, you know, again, the way that you want to contribute and help to, you know, help to architect it.
Yeah. And I, you know, want to kind of like reiterate your point about ILTA and like the ILTA community, because like that is unusual in my experience to have a community of people who are there and happy to answer any questions and point you in the right direction and have discussions about like, you know, common problems that we all kind of are facing. It's a huge benefit that I think that a lot of people need to take more advantage of, frankly.
Agreed.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. And thank you to the audience for tuning in. It's been fantastic to hear about your career growth, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.